You're listening to SBS News.
Labor Senator Penny Wong put a motion to the party's national conference supporting moves to recognise a separate Palestinian state. Seconding it, MP Tony Burke told delegates the resolution focuses on one issue, recognition. Mr Burke says Labor has always believed Israel and Palestine should exist as two states within secure and recognised borders, and he called on the next Labor government to recognise a separate Palestine state as an important priority. He says a final decision should be left to Cabinet, which should act only after receiving expert advice, adding that this has not been the case with Scott Morrison's government in respect to its recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Mr Burke says Australia needs to apply the same rules to the Israel-Palestinian issue as it does to other governments.
Recognition is the normal approach for Australia. Across the world, there are governments we believe are poor at governance. We recognise them. There are governments which we believe are responsible for human rights atrocities. We still recognise them. There are governments where we believe they're pursuing objectives that are hostile to our national interest. Yet for all these countries, we still recognise them as states.
Recognising a Palestinian state has been a Labor issue for years. Mr Burke says opposition leader Bill Shorten and Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong have put together a very reasonable case for recognition, subject to Cabinet approval. And Mr Burke insists his party's resolution is not one that is anti-Israel.
At each of our state and territory conferences, there have been resolutions calling for this. None of them are a rejection of Israel, but they are a rejection of some of the hardliners who believe that occupation of another people can be permanent. They are a rejection of the largely US and Russian armed settlers who have moved to places like Hebron, wanting the local community to live in fear.
A statement from the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, voiced here, says the motion put forward by the Australian Labor Party is a balanced one.
Specifically, we refer to the motions passed by the National Conference, noting that an ALP government will recognise the state of Palestine and its rights under international law and UN resolutions. Unlike the recent announcement of the Morrison government, this position reflects an objective and balanced approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and represents the best way forward to a genuine peaceful resolution.
The Australian Israel and Jewish Affairs Council says while it supports negotiations aimed at achieving a secure future for Israelis and Palestinians, it says Labor's motion would act as a hindrance in achieving that aim. Jeremy Jones is the Director of International Affairs at the Council. Mr Jones says the Council supports moves which will help bring a two-state solution closer and believes that approach should involve a spirit of conciliation rather than unilateralism. He says Australia has an important role to play as a moderate voice between both sides.
Australia has a really strong possibility of playing an important role as a middle-ranking power, which has widely been respected over a long period of time, as a sort of country that can encourage moderates on both sides to sit down to realise that the only way we're going to achieve justice is through compromise. The Labor Party resolution at the conference is an aberration, and I hope it is an aberration, not in a change of direction.
Labor's decision comes a week after the Morrison government announced Australia would recognise West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The government also announced it would recognise East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine in a two-state solution. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.